For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I was actually looking at this as it relates to the draft because I thought it was just kind of fascinating. Because Cam Ward's going to go number one. Their GM just said, we're going to come to a consensus. We'll be picking at number one on Thursday night. Everyone knows it's Cam Ward. Over the last 10 years, how often do you think that the number one quarterback taken off the board was the number one quarterback in that draft? Because it's not even 50%. Like, even if we're making the argument of, like, maybe it's that guy, maybe it's this guy, it's even still not 50%.
Yeah, it's probably 30-40%.
And what, the last decade, you're saying?
Yes. I mean, last year, Jaden Daniels, everybody right now, if you redraft, it would take Jaden Daniels instead of Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. Like, the year Mahomes got drafted, you would obviously take him instead of Mitchell Trubisky.
In 2023, you'd take C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young.
Yep, immediately.
No. 2022, that draft just stunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
The number one guy might still be the number one guy, but it's not exactly a ringing endorsement.
It definitely was not. You would take Brock Purdy over over Kenny Pickett.
Literally the last quarterback taken is the one you would take instead, but that was just a wretched draft.
This one you would take Trevor Lawrence still, believe it or not. Yes. 2020 Joe Burrow, you'd take Burrow over Tua and Justin Herbert and Jordan Love.
At least that one you couldn't mess up.
Holy smokes, this draft class was incredible. Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a damn good class.
Yeah, that one you just couldn't miss. Just take a quarterback.
Good year to have a top 10 pick and need a quarterback.
In 2019, Kyler Murray, you would definitely take over Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins, RIP, Drew Locke.
That was another really bad one.
You would take
winning almost by default there.
2018, you would take Josh Allen over Baker Mayfield.
No doubt.
You would take Lamar Jackson over Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
2017, obviously.
Josh Rosen was also taken in that draft.
You take Mahomes over him. 2016, this one's interesting. At first, it seemed like you would take Wentz over Goff. Now, I think you would take Goff over...
That's the thing. Are we doing the exercise as after 1 year? Or are we doing the exercise...
No, as of right now.
Well, then Goff.
Would you take Goff over Dak? Prescott?
Yes. Yeah. Now.
It'd be close, but I would still take... But that, like, I guess the point is, like, on Thursday night, when Cam Ward is the number one selected quarterback, and everybody agrees he is the top quarterback prospect, there's a 30% chance he's the best quarterback. So for the teams that, like, have these reservations on Sanders or Jackson Dart or one of these others, it's like, history's actually on your side. That you got just as good of a chance taking Sanders at 3-9-21 as getting the best quarterback in that draft, just as long as you take him in the first round or second round, because once you start getting the later rounds and your odds of finding the best quarterback are way off the board, then they do it finding Cam Ward at one.
I have one more for you to wrap up the decade. Who would you rather have now, Jameis or Marcus Mariota?
Jameis.
You still would take Jameis?
Yeah.
I would as well.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm like in love with either of those. Is there any other quarterback that got taken in that year? Or was that just another bad year?
There were only 7 quarterbacks taken that entire draft. Garrett Grayson, Sean Mannion, Bryce Petty, Brett Hundley.
Got it. A horrible quarterback draft. By the way, this year could end up being that too. This year might have a stronger likelihood of that than anything else.
I don't know if it'll be that bad, but that's...
I'm sure that's what they were telling them.
Because Marcus Mariota started. Jameis obviously started. I mean, Trevor Siemian had to start, but I don't know if anybody else. There's only 2 quarterbacks that started a game.
Yeah. I just like the way the conversation around the quarterbacks this year, it really interesting because I think there's some people that, and it's fine if you don't have to like every quarterback and how they operate. I think there's a ton of people that just don't like Shador Sanders because of his dad and his personality more than it is a quarterback. Like, somebody texted in, and I'm just picking on the person that texted in because I've seen this a lot. I don't know if you, whoever's texting in, is this person.
You're just using this as a jumping off point.
Sure. But, you know, for those someone texting, he's not a first round talent, or I think he sucks. Why do you think he sucks? Because, look, it's fine. I think a lot of you don't like Shador Sanders because of the off-field stuff, not because you actually don't think he's a good quarterback. And I'm not telling you Shador Sanders is going to be an all-pro. Not at all. I think he's going to be a star in this league for a while. I really do. But I think so much of the hate towards him is because you don't like how they operate at Colorado.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's a huge chunk of it. That's fine, but, like, can we at least admit?
It's hard to put the personal feelings aside sometimes, yes.
And there's some teams, by the way, that are doing the same thing that you're doing, right? There's some teams that also just, like, we just don't want to deal with it. We don't know what it's going to be.
They got to find out if they've made a huge mistake or not.